I would like to drink a cup of coffee. Yes, coffee is the thing I'd like to drink.
It's time now for Coffee at the Merck. Let's get together with Paul Ramo and Chris Shelstead and see what's happening at Madison Mercantile, a very special place right at the south end of Madison's Main Street.
Coffee, 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 coffee.
Don't you just love that theme song, Chris?
I do. I think about it, you know, like coffee, coffee, coffee. It sticks in my head all the rest of the night. Every Monday, first Monday, second Monday of the month this time.
Yeah. We were supposed to be on last week, but didn't work out, so we're on this Monday.
That's right. We have plenty to say.
Broadcasting live from the Madison Mercantile here in beautiful downtown Madison on a warm day.
Yeah, I just read on Facebook that Madison's one of the hottest places in Minnesota.
Yeah, I agree.
For a lot of reasons, Paul.
Yeah,
there's, you know, we're hot because
we're hot.
Because you're hot.
I'm
but,
hot.
You know,
hot.
KLQP and Western Guard and so many, the Grand Theater, so many things going on.
Yep.
Madison's hot these days.
That's right. Speaking of hot day, we had some wonderful ladies across the highway, across the street here from the Merck, doing a great thing there.
Yes, they started the mural today. Some people might have noticed that the Madison Arts Council started painting the building a couple weeks ago. They got the sort of blue ends done. And today, Lily Lennox and her two assistants came in, and they're doing the rest of the mural. And it's going up fast. She was wearing a virtual reality headset of some sort that she put on her face, and then she could draw out the mural. It was really cool. So then they got started super quick, and they're taking a little break in the hot part of the afternoon. But if you see Lily and her two assistants out there working, please say hi and stop by. And they're coming over to the Merck to cool off now and then. But they think they'll get that done in a week. So.
Oh, wow. They got a lot done today.
They did. Yeah. They'll do a quick pass, and then we'll go and do the details, and it's going to be really exciting. It's great for us because we'll have a great view.
It looks great out the picture windows here.
I got to hand it to the Madison Arts Council, not only this mural, but the other mural and all the public art and all the great things that the Madison Arts Council's done. I'm so impressed with all of that. And if anybody wants to get involved in the Arts Council, just let us know, and we'll hook you up with the day they meet, and you can be part of the team.
All right. That's just one of many things happening around the Madison Merck here, or in the Madison Merck. Last Friday was, or Saturday.
Saturday.
It was fun. Amazing.
Yes, we had a great time. We kicked off our summer concert series, and I got to make a shout-out to Southwest Minnesota Arts Council for funding this series of concerts we're having at the Prairie Arts Center. This is our first one, and our own Charlie Roth hosted the very first one, and interestingly, Charlie's very first concert, very first gig, was in the basement of the Prairie Arts Center. So
I loved when he mentioned that because I can relate. I was down there. It was a youth center.
That's right.
A few years.
And we hope to, you know, really activate that building and have people all over, but it wasn't really a youth center Saturday night because we kind of had a little speakeasy set up. We had wine and beer and snacks and water and soda, and you could hang out down there before the show and meet the artists, meet the musicians. That was really a lot of fun. And then the show itself was great. Michael Shines, musician from Minneapolis. And I tell you, he was awesome. And you're going to see him.
Very talented.
Yes, absolutely.
Very talented.
Yeah. So that's exciting. And then this weekend, this coming weekend, on the 13th, we're going to do it all again. This weekend, it's Aaron Kerr and Dissonant Creatures. So they've been here before at the Merck. But they're a seven-piece band. They play jazz stuff. They play, like, hard rock, metal, plus classical infusion. So it doesn't matter what kind of music you like, you're going to love them. And we're going to have our own Danny Jimenez play with them. They're going to record together first in the afternoon, and then Danny's going to be on stage with them. Because if you didn't know, Danny and his wife Nissa are musicians who are working at Lac Parle High School. And they he just finished up his master's degree in music, and he's going to show us what he's learned this past year, and that's going to be an awesome show.
How about the Prairie Arts Center? What a great venue for something like this.
Yeah, it is. You know, I love doing stuff here at the Merck when it's like one or two musicians, but if you want that great big sound, you got to be on that big stage, and that building was made for it. So I got a shout-out to the Lac Parle Players and Brandon Hurley for doing the lights for us for the show Saturday night and again for this coming Saturday, because it's a real partnership, you know. We're teaming up with them and with other organizations that want to use that building so we can all get good things done.
Yep. Yeah, there's a good crowd there, and I'm very appreciative of Charlie and Michael for coming on. And Michael does a lot of shows. What did he say? He did 90 shows in 90 days once, something like that?
Crazy, but he's super, super talented.
Yeah, yeah.
And he can relate. He's from a small town, and he writes songs about small towns. So there's a whole bunch more on the schedule. We're going to put out a flyer here pretty soon with all the rest of them. But one of the big things that's starting is right away next week, we have the Missoula Children's Theater.
Oh, yeah.
So still time to sign your kiddo up for that. And that's basically these folks roll up in a big red bus, and they have all the costumes and all the props and everything, and they run this show. Auditions on Monday, show on Saturday.
Oh, wow.
And so every kid of all types and ages and talents and everything can participate during that week.
I think many years ago something like that was in here where you audition, you start practicing, and you put the play on a few days later.
Yep, it's a lot of fun. And it kind of exposes kids to theater without, you know, a whole lot of extra practices and everything. So kind of lets you know if you're interested in it. So Georgette Jones is going to help us with that.
Oh.
Help run that whole thing. And then, you know, the next thing we have on the docket is the Flying A's. They're a music group from Texas. Texas Swing and Country. They're actually going to be here at the Merck.
Okay.
Because it's the same night as that show. And after the kids' show, you can come right down here and listen to music of the Flying A's. So that'll be a good time. And then we take a tiny, tiny break, and then we jump right into some 4th of July events at the Prairie Arts Center and here at the Merck. And and then we're going to have that PAC reunion, the Prairie Arts Center reunion, on the 11th of July.
Prairie Arts Center reunion. What's that about?
Well, it's during Dragon Fest, and what we thought we'd do is open the doors wide of the Prairie Arts Center, and if you've ever been in a production or you're interested in joining the Lac La Parle Players, or if you want to be part of the whatever we're doing, music and art and everything, at the Prairie Arts Center, come on by. But we want people to come in and sort of reminisce about, oh, hey, I was in that show in 83 or 72, or, no, 72 would have been too early.
76 for me. 74 and 75 for me.
74, 75, that's when everything kicked off.
Cheaper by the dozen.
Awesome. So you can come and do a scene for us.
Yeah.
But the whole goal is to really put the community back in community theater and let everybody know they can join the Prairie Arts Center team or the Lac Parle Players or, you know, just schedule their own concert there.
Right.
We've got a few local guys who are going to have nice shows there, and we're also going to have a theater club all through summer on Tuesday evenings.
Oh, a theater club.
Yeah, that way kids can come in and sort of meet other kids who are interested in theater and hang out at the Prairie Arts Center. We'll have a couple activities Tuesdays from 3 to 6.
All right.
I'm taking a drink of my milk.
Take a breath there, Chris. So many things going on. The Madison Merck's been used. We've got people here today.
Yeah, today's been a kind of a crazy day.
Yep.
We're in the middle of our electrical upgrade. And thanks to Potter Electric, they're upgrading all the electric to our building so that we can expand and do more things.
Okay.
And that might include, it will include a commercial kitchen, a new kitchen that will be for the community to share. And we're going to lay in some infrastructure for an EV charger and some solar stuff. So,
oh, nice.
Yeah, we were at max capacity, and Potter Electric is getting us up to speed.
What's in the art gallery here this month?
Oh, this is a beautiful show. So the art gallery this time is Christy Fernholz from Appleton. And it is a really interesting show about prairie rocks.
Prairie rocks.
Rocks, yes. So she is a photographer, so she takes photos, and then she paints on those photos. And then she puts a layer of wax on. It's called encaustic. And it gives these photos so much depth. They're really beautiful. So there's some description about
I can see it from here.
Yeah, there's descriptions about the rocks and the soil and everything. It's a really nice show. It's only up for a couple of weeks.
Okay.
So get on in and take a look at Christy's wonderful show. Not sure what's next in the gallery. We're formulating it right now. But that's been a lot of fun to highlight and focus on local artists.
Yeah, summer's here, going to go fast. I know we have our 50th class reunion coming up, and a lot of our classmates will be here at the Madison Merck. Looking forward to that during the parade. And
yeah, I'm thinking about that. That's right around the corner, isn't it? Yes.
Yeah, Blinken's, here it is.
Yeah, well, we have a lot planned through July. August is kind of wide open right now, so we're going to focus on some local bands and some local artists in August. And then September, you know, it's already fair time, right?
Yep.
Oof. Seems like it's quick.
Crazy.
Yeah. And then we've got a lot of nice things planned for the fall, including perhaps the Haunted House at the Prairie Arts Center and the Norse Fest in November that we're going to really pull out all the stops for
this
year.
Northfest.
Yeah. But I'd like to encourage people just to come on down to the Merck and cool off. It's nice and cool in here.
Yep. It is right now. Yeah.
It is. Come on down and have an iced coffee or a cold brew or just a cold soda. You're having a root beer.
Yeah, I am.
Or we might be having some root beer floats here pretty soon.
Sweet.
And then just come down and kick back and cool off for a bit with a friend and read the paper. And we have the Western Guard available here now. You can grab a paper. But we do open at 7 o'clock in the morning. In the summer, it's pretty quiet because most people, you know, a lot of the traffic we had were people going to the school, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So in the summer, it's a little quiet in the morning, so I'd love to encourage people to come on down and get a nice cold brew or even a hot cup of coffee if that's what you want.
How about some regular schedule things you have here at the Madison Merck, like Wednesdays, the farmer's market is going to be big and
we're just
getting more and more vendors?
We are. So over the winter, we basically had a couple of bread vendors, you know, Janelle Kennedy and her cinnamon bread. You got to get here right away for that. She sold 58 loaves.
Wow.
Last time. And then when Janelle's not here, then Ann Fernholz is here with her sourdough. Really great stuff.
Yep.
I would highly recommend her jalapeno cheddar. So they're here every other week, and then we're gradually adding more bakers and jewelry makers, and as soon as everybody starts getting their produce in, we'll start setting up booths outside and have music outside and things like that. So I would encourage anybody who has something handmade or hand-grown or self-grown to come on by and be part of the market.
Okay. How about trivia night?
Yeah. You know, Tony runs the trivia, and he makes up the questions, and they can be pretty funny sometimes. And there's always a musical element. There will be trivia this Friday, the 12th, and he told me that part of it's going to be Friends-themed.
Ooh.
I know.
Julie Astell should come for that.
Right.
Biggest Friends fan I know.
Well, that's the thing. Sometimes he delves into things that are, you know, pretty intellectual, and so we're gonna flip it on its head and do some things that are sort of Friends, and then we might have a sci-fi night and stuff like that, but it doesn't matter. You just get yourself a team. One or two people come and join with a couple other people you meet. We try to keep the teams no bigger than six. And then, but it's a lot of fun.
Yep.
Even if you think you don't know the answers, you might show up on the night when your expertise is needed.
There you go.
That's
awesome.
Right.
And is that every Thursday then?
No, it's the third Thursday of the month.
Third Thursday of the month. Okay, great.
Second Thursday.
Okay.
Second Friday of every month.
Okay.
I'm all confused.
We'll get it. Yep, it's the second Friday of every month.
Yes, and normally we would have open mic the third Friday, but we've got a conflict this time around. But
right.
We've just been, that's one of the things that's been such a joy recently, is just learning how many fabulous musicians we have in town.
Yep.
And how many just kind of like under the radar they're flying, you know, that we've got people in town.
Pastor Brett.
Pastor Brett has been a great addition.
Yep. Bryce Dempsey.
Bryce Dempsey's going to have his own show on July 3rd.
There you go.
Yes, he's going to have his own show, not just hosting open mic. It's going to be all Bryce all the time if you can take it. So there is just a lot of talent, and so I'm just trying to get them to get up on this smaller stage or that bigger stage at the Prairie Arts Center, because, you know, it might be scary at first, but after your first couple times, you know, share your music and share the love with your neighbors.
That's right.
Yeah.
Anything else happening? We got a couple minutes here, yeah?
Yeah, I want to talk about the 4th of July for a second. A group of people got together. It's not any one group in town. It's just everybody who said, hey, let's do a thing. So there's going to be a pancake breakfast on the 4th of July.
Here?
Nope, at the VFW.
Oh, at the VFW, okay.
Yep, and that's going to be sponsored by the DFL. And then there's going to be an ecumenical church service at 10 o'clock at the Prairie Arts Center.
Oh, sweet.
And that's going to be a number of the pastors in the area, and it's going to be patriotic hymns and things like that. And then probably maybe some hot dogs and some root beer floats on the courthouse lawn that afternoon. And then that evening at 4 o'clock on the courthouse lawn, the Lacquapearl Players are going to be doing a patriotic concert.
Nice.
So that is going to be a blast. So we're going to have some stuff on 4th of July. And, of course, after that concert, then take a little nap and get ready for fireworks, right?
Fireworks.
Don't forget about the movie.
Fireworks.
Movie at the Grand Theater that
movie.
Evening. At 7 o'clock that evening.
Great.
It'll be 7 o'clock, Young Washington, a good patriotic movie there that's just coming out that weekend. So. That'll be
Thanks, Maynard. I totally forgot.
That'll keep
right.
you
yeah,
keep so you entertained up to the fireworks.
That's right. We've got a good day planned for
right.
the 4th.
Chris, thanks a lot for another Coffee at the Merck. You're doing a great job. Love this place.
Thank you, Paul. This is just, you know, a labor of love. I'm enjoying it, and but I'm going to take a little break and go on vacation. So
we are. Awesome.
See you guys later.
Okay. Okay. We'll miss you.
Okay, thanks,
we'll
Paul.
Hold the fort down.
Thank you.
All right, that's another Coffee at the Merck with Chris Elstead. Thanks for listening, everyone.